NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. The Senate is set to take up and vote on the debt ceiling bill the House passed on Wednesday. One element of the bill would require student loan payments to restart. Would put in law, the pause in payments ends on August 30th. The owner of the six-story building that partially collapsed in Iowa is being fined $300. Owner Andrew Wold is due in court next week in Davenport to pay a city fine for failing to keep the apartment safe, and also he has to pay court fines. Demolition of the building has been put on hold as five people remain unaccounted for after Sunday's collapse. A new study by WalletHub says Cleveland is the worst city in the U.S. to raise a family. Mark Mayfield with more.
WalletHub is a personal finance website that uses criteria such as family fun, health and safety, affordability, and socioeconomics to put together the list. Cleveland took the 182nd spot on the list, meaning it was determined to be the worst city to raise a family.
Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.